Okay, good morning. We're in Sanhedrin Daf Ted Vav. Starting off on Daf Yudad at the bottom. The she's been given from Johannesburg, South Africa. So for anybody who is here, hello. We start off my Arachin HaMetaltlin. That's the Mishnah's next statement was Arachin. Rather, you need three for Arachin. We see a nine plus a Kohen. Right. Just look at the Mishnah quickly. Always helps. The Mishnah's over here. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down into the wide lines of the Mishnah on Daf Bet Amud Bet. Arachin hamitaltelim. So, arachin, values of stuff which you give to movables, you have to appraise a value with three. Rilo meri chad mehen kohen. Rabbi Yehuda said one of them has to be a kohen. Va'karkaot, if you're appraising land, it's nine in a kohen, and adam is the same as land. Okay, so the Gemara's question over here is that this whole story is a bit strange. So what do you mean arachin, right? The Gemara says, my arachin hamitaltlin. What does it mean arachin hamitaltlin? Values of movables. Rabbi Gidl Amar Rabba Omer Erech Kli Zealai. Right? He say the first answer we get over here, Rabbi Gidl says, name of Rav, what are you speaking about? When a guy says the value of this Kli is me, as I'm going to give to the Beit HaMikdash the value of the Kli. Look at Rashi quickly. Erech says that Erech, as a rule, the values, Lo Shayach Gabay Kalim. We don't have values for Kalim. We make a shvur to give something to the Beit HaMikdash. We know that there are arachin with regards to people. The Torah gives us values according to the ages of males and females. If you say arachi alama, value of me to the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah says people from different ages will give different amounts of money. Right? So therefore we understand that. What does it mean when we speak about kalim? So let's go. So Rav says, right, Rav Gidl's name, Rav, and he says as follows, Omer erech kli ze alai. And the guy knows that, right? He understands that he's not meant to really give kalim, but he wants to give money anyhow. And he says, you know, I want to get the value of the kli. So in a case like that, he has to assess the value of the kli and give that money to the Beit HaMikdash. The next opinion here, we've got three opinions here, I think. The Gemara says like this. Rav Chizda Amar, so I skipped right through the Gemara. The Amar Erechli Zealai, to them of my time, Adam Yodash Erechli, the Gamar of Amar Shum Damim, right? And the guy knows that there isn't a value of the Kli, he wants to give money, Mishum Hachi Noten Damav. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, Ha Arachin Hamitaltlin, the Mishnah said, Ha Arachin Hamitaltlin, which are moved, right? It should have said, Arachin Shel Metaltlin, the value of Metaltlin, because he's not giving them Metaltlin, he's giving the value. Me by lesh. So the Gemara says, no problem. You know what? Let's make an amendment to the Mishnah. Tane arachin shel mitaltlin. And then we're happy. If you look at Rashi quickly in the third lines, arachin ham mitaltlin, mashmasha arachin mitaltlin. That's the values that are moved. Right? That's why we changed the lashon and we said, no, the value of the movables. Now Rav Chizda has a different take on this. Rav Chizda Amar, what did the Mishnah mean? Amar Avim, name of Avim, he says, "Bematfis metaltelin laarachin." What's bematfis? Look at Rashi. Third, the very last wide lines before Rashi gets narrow. He says like this: "Sheomer archai alai v'nitchayev erek hakatzuv lefi shanav." So yeah, he says my value, and he's going according to the Torah value of how old he is and the years and the value that he is. V'hayalo metaltelin, but he also had metaltelin next to him, some sort of object next to him. V'amar harei elu leerchai. So now he says, you know what, I'll pay my debt with these kalim. Instead of giving money, I'll give these kalim. And now look at Rashi. V'chala alehen kedusha. And now it was if he had transferred the kedusha onto the kalim. Ubalif dotan. And now he's coming to redeem the kalim. Right, because the Beit HaMikdash want the money. Right, so now that pidyon over there has to be done with three. That's what Rav Chizda says. Okay, in the name of Avimi. So that is the second opinion. The Gemara says again, but the Gemara says ha arachin amitaltelin. It says arachin mitaltelin that he gives. According to you, it should have said mitaltelin shel arachin. He wants to give to the Beit HaMikdash movables of his value, not the value of movables. The Gemara says, you know what, mitaltelin shel arachin, right? Tane mitaltelin shel arachin. Change it again. So we see the Gemara is quite easy over here to fit that opinion into the Mishnah. Third opinion here on what the Mishnah meant. Rabbi Abahu Amar Bomer Echalai. Rabbi Abahu says, no, speaking about over here where he says Erki Alai, right? And Ba Kohen Nigvot Menu, and he doesn't pay. And the Kohen arrives to come and get the money. Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Rabbi Abahu Omer B'Omer Erki Alai, we're on the fifth narrow lines of Rashi. Ve'no Poreya, he doesn't pay. Uba Kohen Lemishkano, and the Kohen comes to take a mortgage. U'matzalo Metaltlin, and he grabs something from him, which was it's unmovable. V'achik Amar, Ha'erchin, Dahainu Erich Adam, Uba Altem Metaltlin, Nigvim Shlosha Shama'in. And now, the Kohen's holding the stuff, and now he comes to pay his debt, or they want to value how much it is to see what they can do to get raise the money from that mortgage. In a case like that, they would have to have three aidim. Okay, but metaltelin, so that is the third opinion over there. And we see how the Gemara doesn't challenge Rabbi Abahu on that one, because it works Amar B'Omer Erki Alai. So it says, look at the Mishnah, what was the actual Mishnah's wording? The Mishnah's wording was, Ha'arachin. Hamitaltelin b'shlosha, and yet actually works out well because this is arachina mitaltelin. It is in a sense his erech mitaltelin. The girls have to change the lashon. The next part of the mishnah was mitaltelin b'shlosha karkaot ba'asara, right? So we saw there three for mitaltelin and 10 for karka. So Amar le'Rav Acha b'Div to the Ravina b'shloma lafuke mehekdesh b'shlosha. Understand that when you want to redeem something from hekdesh, you need three. Right, because then look at Rashi. Bishlom fukem hekdesh. Go on to Rav Gil, Rav Chizda. Who the buy ishlosha? The kaven the chalalav hekdesh lo nefuk ad shivtu b'shoviav. In the cases that we had over here, the first case of Rav Gidl, and in the name of Rav, and the case of Rav Chizda, right, where we had in the name of Avimi, right. In those two cases, there they were coming to redeem, but in the last case of Rav Abahu. There, he wasn't a redeeming, there he was actually endowing, right, to the Beit HaMikdash. So he says like this, understand why we need three in the first two cases, because you're redeeming. But in this last case here of Rabbi Abahu, why do I have to have three? To Magdish. Right, I can make sure, why do I need three? Amalei Svarahu. It's a Svara. What's the Svara? Mali Iyule, Mali Afuk. What's the difference if I'm redeeming or if I'm giving? With regards to Hekdesh, I always have to have three. Afuk, so the Gemara says, okay, Afuk in my time, huh? But why do I need three when I come to try out of Hekdesh, Afuk to redeem it? Deal Metai, because I might make a mistake and pay the wrong price. He says, you know what? Iyule Nami, same idea over here. Deal Metai, maybe you will make a mistake. Okay, now we saw that Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to have a Kohen, right? So Amalei Rapapa Labaya Bishlom Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Dichtiv Kohen. So you understand, because the pasuk actually says, look at the pasuk Vishah Shetukrav El Ko Behema Liva. Sorry. Vehericha Kohen Ota Ben Tov Ben Ra Bekha Kohen Ken Yeh. The pasuk says that who does the Arachin Yeh Kohen. So we ask Rabbi Yehuda when he says you have to have a Kohen. Ela Rabbanan Kohen Lamalehu. This is Kashia. Okay, so you see there, it's Bamsha Kashia, because Rabbanan don't need Kohen, and it's the Pasuk says it's straightforward. So it should have been the day of a Kohen, the Gemara ends off with Kashia. Now we said our Karka or Tisha of a Kohen. When it comes to Karka, we need nine and a Kohen. Right, so the Gemara says we need nine immediately. Where do we know that we need nine and a Kohen? It's Amash Shmuel. Asara Kohenim Tumim Pasha. In this whole Pasha, Kohen is written 10 times. Right, the word Kohen is mentioned 10 times in this whole story. So he said the Gemara says Shmuel like this: Chad legufei, one of them, right, is to teach us the halacha itself. Look at Rashi: Chad legufei, the nivaye Kohen, that we have to have Kohen, and henech hamimut achar miut, and then from there onwards we've just got all of them coming to do a miut. Right, look at Rashi there: miut achar miut, the chuluhu me'ma'atei Yisrael. The mashma koin below Yisrael, right? So we've got a bit of a steer up here, because we've got a whole lot of miutim. So then the Gemara says, if they're all coming to do miut, then we need a coin for all of them. We've got a problem. They have ein miut achar miut elal rabot, and we work. It works on the contrary. When you've got so many miutim, they actually come to rabot. Afilu tet Yisrael v'echad koin. So we see there that we can do all of them with the Yisrael, as long as we have got one coin. So most like as matkir rabu neberei rav Natan, eimer chamisha koinim chamisha Yisraelim. Say no. Maybe we've got it mentioned this so many times that they equal out itself, the mute negative the mute, and the ribur negative the root, we've got five and five. Gemara answers Kashia. We're going to see that a few times today. And then we said the next line of the Mishnah was Adam Kayotze Bahen, that a man is the same, right, as Kakri Rashi there. Adam Kayotze Bahen, just almost in line with our Pasuk, two lines up of our Gemara. Adam Kayotze Bahen, Kakarkoot, like land, the Bainami Teshev a Kohen, right, Leshumo. The Mishnah Shasta changed that Leshuman, right, because we're talking about lands in plural. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows, Adam Mikadosh. We understand that land, you can magdish, and you can do pidyon, and you've got erchin, etc. But Adam, well, how do we get to people? I'm Rabbi, you omed demei alai. He says, no, we speak about a case over here when you are putting my value on me, I'm giving to the list. Why? Because we're right to tell you, omed demei alai, shaminoto. If a person says, I want to give my value, the value of what I'm worth to the Beit HaMikdash, what do? Shaminoto ke'evet adim kabashuk. We go and we say, how much will this guy be worth? We put him up for sale in the slave market. Right? Ve'evet it kash lekarkot, says the Gemara. And we know that land and karka, human beings and karka together, avadim specifically, we said evet, we learned that in Baba Kama a lot, and Baba Batri, the last few masechtas, where we said that evet ekesh lekarka. Right? We saw that before. So just like an evet, right, you would be able to have, you'd need a, you would do a shuma, so too on the person, you on the karka you do a shuma. So just like an evid, you would do shuma, human being do shuma, and therefore we see that it's all part of the whole story. So now, by Rav Avi in Se'ar, ha'omed l'gzoz bekama. Now we've got a question. If there's hair, right? That's the hair, and hair's got a value. Look at Rashi. There's Sahar made exhaust, and it's about to be cut. There's long hair, and you're going to cut it. Vigdisho. Look, I'm reading Rashi. This Sahar how made exhaust. Vigdisho, and you magdish this hair. You dedicate this to the Beit HaMikdash. Ubalif toto. And now you want to redeem it and give the money to the Beit HaMikdash. Beshovyo shosin mesar adam. For the kill to leva chavak. Okay? This Rashi telling us here, there's these sorts of things you do with hair. So now, our question is as follows. So now we have magdish this hair. So the question, how do we deal with it? The Gemara carries on. Kegazuz dami ubishlosha. Do we treat it as if it's already been cut? And therefore it's metaltalin. Therefore we do with a baiting of three people, like all metaltalin, look at Rashi there. Vahavulu metaltalin ubishlosha. Oh, says the Gemara, no. Kemuchubar dami ubasara. Maybe no. Maybe we treat it as if it's still part of the person's head. And we just saw now that a person, you do a shuma when you're valuing with 10. So therefore 10. The Gemara says, no, we can sort this out from a brighter. Toshma. Hamagdish et avdo ein mo'alin bo. Right? If you magdish your evet, so me'ila is getting hana'a or any benefit from something which belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So once you be magdish your evet, you can't get any benefit from him. Look at Rashi. Ein mo'alin bo. The evet harehu kakarka. Ve'ein mila bekarka. Masechet me'ila gamar chet mitrube perek hana'a. Right? This is, I don't understand what the Rashi was. He says, "Ein avdo, ein moalin." But Rashbag omer, "Moalin besaro." But Rashbag says that you can. "Ein moalin bo" means, I think that it actually isn't. I think that there's no meila. When he says "ein moalin bo," right? If you did get hana'a from him, so there's no hana'a because you can't get hana'a from an evet just because you can't get hana'a from land. And we just saw a second ago, the Dama Ile with Karka. And we saw a second ago that Eved is Makish la Karka. So Tanakama says, if you're Makish your Avdo, there's nothing as Me'ila. Rashbak says, Mo'alim Besorna, if you use his hair, there is Me'ila. Right? So the question now is, how can you get Me'ila from his hair but not have be over Me'ila if you use the Eved himself? So the Gemara is like, it's for Kai Melan. What is Rashbak speaking about? The Besaro Ha'omed Li Gazoz Pligi. That's the machloket there. Is hair that's about to be cut. So Rashbag, who says that it will be Me'ila, right? He will tell you that hair is considered already cut. Therefore, it's metaltalin, and there is Me'ila with metaltalin, right? The Gemara says, Shvamina. So Neymar says, Gemara, Hani, Tanai, maybe this is like another machlok we've read before, other Tanai, did not. I mean, Meir Omer, Yesh Tvarim, Shein Kakarka, Ve'einan Kakarka, Ve'ein Chachamim Odim Lo. Chachamim said that no, either it's karka or it's not karka. In other words, either the eved is an eved and his hair is on his head, it's on his head, and we don't care that it's about to be cut, it's a little considered hair on his head. Or we say, no, there are things that are like karka but on karka. The hair, even though it's on his head, it's about to be cut, therefore, if it's already off his head. And he says, Kate said, says, Eser gefalim turot besad kirach. God says, I gave you 10 gefanim, like grape vines, fully laden with the grapes, teunot. Vahalomer eina ina chamesh. And now the case of the guy says, no, you only gave me 5. Now, normally we say, with the motive of a miktsat, right? If a guy agrees, I say to you, listen, you owe me 100 shekels, and you said, I owe you 50. That's a motive of a miktsat. You're admitting to a part of it. And a motive of a miktsat chai b'shvua has to make a neder. Okay, so look, let's see the Gemara says, Remeir mechayiv. Remeir says that he's chayiv. In what? He is chayiv in a shvua. Remeir mechayiv. Look at Rashi there. Remeir. Mechayev lishava al ashar shehoda miktzata tana, because he admitted to a part of the claim. Afagav eni shvain al karka od. Even as a rule, you don't make a shvua when it comes to karka. Eni shvain al karka. So what mitzvah is irrelevant on karka? And you're giving the guy to look off the 10 vines of grapes attached to the ground, and Rabbi Meir says you're going to make a shvua, right? V'chachamim amrim kol mechuba lekarka reka karka. So we see there that there is such a thing. Right, that Chachamim said that it's karka, and Rabbi Meir said that it, even though it's karka, it's that we're, and we'll see in a second what we're speaking about. Chachamim kol mechuba lekarka harika karka. V'am Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina banavim haomdot livatzeras. It's about grapes that are about to be picked. This is the same as head; it's about to be cut. In other words, we see that you look at the, what the future, it's almost as if it's happened, and if, even though it's still connected, we could say that it is already detached. So now maybe I'm machloket over here between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with the Me'ilah on the hair is the same machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. And then we can understand what's going on here. And if the, and we could say, like Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, no. I feel it's Rabbi Meir, even if it's Rabbi Meir, right, who in our case said that the grapes are already deemed to have been cut, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir hatam. Because if you had left the grapes for a lot longer, it'd become bad. As long as you leave the hair on his head, they get better. He wouldn't say that. So therefore, with hair, we wouldn't say it. And therefore, hair would be part of your body. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that hair's on your head, and you wouldn't have a case of hair being with three. That'd be hair. You'd have a case of needing a full baking of 23 like a human being, but with grapes. I mean, maybe you might think differently. Okay. The next halacha in the Mishnah was dinei nefashot. Right, so here we've got in the Mishnah, dinei nefashot pe'eshrim v'shlosha. Right, for when it comes to capital crimes, you have to have a beit din of 23. So the Gemara says, like, and then at the end of the rest of the Mishnah, let's look again in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, dinei nefashot be'eshrim v'shlosha. And it says, haroveya. An animal, bestiality, whether you were the one who mounted the animal or you were mounted by the animal, in both cases, you have to have 23. You kill the woman and the animal. Okay? We saw two psukim here. Another pasuk is, and the animal is killed. Okay, so now the Gemara carries on and says as follows. Kapasik v'tani. Right, what does it mean, kapasik? Right, look at Rashi here, kapasik. Matnitin roveya stama bekaf gimel. Right, betani, loshna roveya zachar, veloshna roveya nekeva. Just said roveya. Makes a difference if it's the man or the female. Right, in other words, it's a bit different because the female can't mount the animal. She's the nearby always, where the male can. So it should be different. It was like as bishlom roveya nekeva tichtiv arakti daisha v'tabayma. So the Gemara is like as we understand if we're speaking here about the woman, and the pasuk just the Gemara just used the word roveya, but actually we mean that the animal came on the woman because the pasuk we saw in the Mishnah said v'harakta et haisha v'tabayma. You killed the woman and the animal. And a roveya zachar minam. Where do we learn a pasuk that the man, if he mounts the animal, he's killed? The Gemara says tichtiv koshkem v'mam. What you mount? Because we've got a pasuk. So anybody who sticks the animal is dead, killed. Alright? Im einu inyan shochev. And if that isn't telling us about the shochev, t'nei inyan nishkav, then we should learn it that it's on the person who was mounted with the animal. V'af kerachmane b'lashon shochev, la'kush nishkav v'shochev. Therefore we see that this makes no difference. And the lashon is used in the same direction. Ma shochev hu v'mto ba'eshrim v'shlosha, af nishkav v'mto ba'eshrim v'shlosha. Makes a difference if you're mounting or you're mounted, the Torah learns hekesh from all directions, and we need a beitin of 23 for all of them. See the look at Rashi there. Loshna, right, just to the right there, 10 lines up before Rashi gets wide. Loshna shor shirava adam zachar, veloshna shor shirava isha nekeva. Nafgan tarvai mikra beperek arba mitot. All comes from the same pasuk. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah was shor haniskal besrim v'shlosha. So there we saw the Mishnah spoke about if you're going to stone an animal, an ox, that had killed a person. Right, so the next line of the Mishnah, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the wide lines of the Mishnah. Shoani skal b'shrim v'shlosha, shneemar, ashol yisakel, v'gam ba'alav yumat. Right, the shor, the pasuk says, shor yisakel, the shor gets stoned to death. And also, v'gam ba'alav yumat. Right, and it seems over here, the pasuk over here, that the owner of the animal should be killed. Right, ashor yisakel, so we'll see that in a second what that exactly means. So the Gemara says like this, Shnei Amar Ashor Yisakel, V'gav Lav Yumat, K'mitat Ba'alim, Kach Mitat Hashor. Just like you would have killed, in other words, where do we know the shor gets stoned? Right? The Gemara says that just like, well, the Mishnah actually says, K'mitat Ba'alim, the whole pasuk, the pasuk says, V'im shor nagachu mit Moshe Shom, if it's already gored him twice, and it now becomes a shore mu'ad, it's been warned, and they never looked after the horse for Ishmael, after the shore. Ve'emit isho isha ha'shor yisakel, ve'gam ba'alav yumat. Okay, so from the psuk in the pasuk, it seems that the parents, the owner, not the parents, also get killed. Amalei ha'ba'al rava, mima'ai dahai gam ba'alav yumat, lichimitat ha'ba'alim, kach ha'shor u'data. So Abaye says, where do we know that the fact that the pasuk said, Kemitat haba'alim kach v'da ashor, not that we kill the owner, but that the way the owner would be killed as a human being, which is with skila, so too the shor gets killed. That's what he asks. Is where do we know that from? Right. So he says, Ema, right, liktalahu da'ata. Maybe actually, takalaku is saying, where do we know that the pasuk is telling us that the shor gets, maybe it's actually telling us the owner of the shor should get killed. Right? And like pshat, look at Rashi, emelik tala, lechayev mitzvah ba'alav. We made assumptions all along that the owner doesn't get killed. And the pasuk is telling us of a proof of how the shor gets killed. But maybe no, maybe the owner himself actually gets killed. The Gemara says, imken lichtov gam ba'alav, velishtok. Right? The pasuk, right, we saw the pasuk, it said, V'im shor negachu, then it says, Isha shor shor yisakel, V'gam ba'alav, it should have just said. And we understood, Hashor yisakel, V'gam ba'alav. Why does it say, Yumat, says the Gemara? Right? So it says, Ikad ha'machman ha'achi, right, why does it say, Yumat? Tell us that it's not. That's the understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Im ka'ikad ha'machman ha'achi, Ava mina beskila. So the first answer the Gemara says, yeah, no, why couldn't we have done that? We're still going on the assumption now, right, that the owner could get killed. But the reason why it doesn't say, why it says yumat, is because we might have thought, skila, right? Look at Rashi Avia. Iye kita avahachi, kushehi, klomar itzchich yumat ledunu b'mita, hamra b'torah stam, tenu lechenik. We need yumat to tell us that he must get chenik. Right, the Lord Tamer gam balav yiskal. That's why we need Yumat. Right, so we're still going on the opinion over here that maybe it's taken not just a punishment. And why do we need Yumat? Because if he didn't say Yumat, we think he also gets skila and not like a normal chenik. So the Gemara says, but skila sakadatach, you know what I mean? You think he would have got skila? Katal ihu besaif. Right, what do you mean? A person who kills. Look at Rashi, the last wide lines of Rashi there. Katli b'saif. Come and rotzeach b'saif. You wouldn't have thought ever chenek or skila. You would have thought saif, he gets killed with a sword. That's what the guy means. Mamono b'skila. So I read the question a bit long. I guess. Sakadatach. B'skila sakadatach. Katal yu b'saif. Mamono b'skila. A normal guy who kills gets punishment is saif. And now because his ox kills, he didn't get skila. It seems that skila here, the Gemara is taking skila, as a harsher punishment. You would never thought that. V'dil mahay dekat rachmana yumat. Says that maybe on the contrary, the fact that the Torah wrote yumat, la'kulei ilavei, la'afuka misayif lechenek. Right? So the Gemara says, no, maybe the reason why it says yumat there is takar, he is going to get killed. But we make it on him and say, don't get saif like in a normal case, get chenek. Right? So now, all of this over here, this whole svara over here, is Abaya speaking, right, Rabba. So Abaya says like this, Hanichin aman damar chenek chamur. Right? This is the fact that you're telling me that he's patu, that the pshat is that he's patu, works out for the opinion that chenek is more chamur than saif. Because then we can't say what I wanted to say. Because Abaya said, I wanted to say, maybe we brought yumat, la'akula ilave, right? To la'afuke mi saif lechenek, to get him out of saif and bring him to chenek. That only works if saif is more chamur than chenek. If chenek is more chamur than saif, then you'd be right. Le'man damar chenek kail, Michael, but if you want to tell, but there is an opinion that chenek is actually make kill than saif, and that ma'apshat might be right. Maybe the whole purpose here of Yumat in the pasuk is telling us that he actually gets, because it's his mammon, he gets chenek and not saif. What says no? We don't think so. Why dichtiv im kofir yushat alav? Because the pasuk says that, look at the pasuk, the inshmor, it says im kofir yushat alav, and atam yudav shor, kol yushat alav, that the owner has to pay a kofir. The im kofir yushat alav, if he pays the kofir. So we see there's an option for him to pay kofir, the owner. V'isakadatach bar katalahu. And if you think that he was ready, chayiv mita, v'haketiv, we've got another pasuk that tells us then by midbar, lo tichu kofir lenefesh otzeach. A person who's chayiv mita can't buy his way out. Right? So therefore, we can't allow this guy to buy his way out with kofir if he's ready, chayiv mita. So Abai doesn't like this answer. Abai says to Ravina, Adrabah, Mishumi Gufa, on the contrary, because normally, look at Rashi, I think Rashi explains this now, Mishumi Gufa, Mishum Hach Kashya, Gufa, because of that Kashya, we just said, because we know as a rule that you can't pay kofir, the Lord Taim, the Lord Tichu Kofir. Right? Don't say in a case like this, you can't pay kofir. Normally, a Rotzeach can't pay kofir. Avatakaya, Katar Rachmane Velikto, Katar Rachmane Venata Pidyon Nafsho. Since he's called a killer, he is allowed kofir. Mamma, the Hechad, the Katar, Ihu, Lotis Lev Mammon, Lotis Gilei Mammon, but look back in the Gemara. Right? Lotis Lev Mammona, Elebe Katala. Right? He says, on the contrary, don't take kofir when it's not him. Or when it is him, but if it's animal, you're not able to take kofir. That's the whole Chirush over here. So that's why he doesn't like this proof over here of kofir. He says, no, on the contrary, in the case of this, because it's mammon, the Torah allows him an out, and that's why it specifically says him kofir yushat alav. So he says, if he does killing, don't take money. He has to be killed. But if he sure kills him, then he could pay it. Right? So now we see it. He comes along, Chizki, and says that we see from here, we got proof. At the end of the day, the guy doesn't get killed, he pays money. Because mot yumat, when the guy kills and is rotzeach, then arutzichato atarugo. If you atarugo, arutzichat shoro. So we see bottom line, we come full round circle, and we've got an answer here that we understand the question of Rabbis originally, that the pshatya is, he doesn't get killed, and he can't pay the kofir. Not only can't pay the kofir, he has to pay the kofir. Now, look more on the question of shor, so ask the question, yibayilehu, shor sinai bekama. Right, we just said over here that or shor needs to be 23, right? So look at the Gemara, look at Rashi here. What is shor sinai? Apologize for my throat, but I haven't slept all night. What is shor sinai? Look at Rashi. I think Rashi's got it over here. Shor sinai. Shor sinai, look at Rashi. Shor sinai, behema shekirva lahar, bocha shechina sham, dichtiv im behema im ish lo yichye. At har sinai, matan Torah, Moshe was commanded that nobody can come close to the har. Anybody that comes close to the har won't live, whether it's human beings or animals. So Gemara says, "Mi gamar sha'a mi dorotolo." That shore at Sinai, if the shore had come to the har, would he be chayav mita with a baiting of three or not? Right? Shoshina bekame miga mashal midot olo. Do we say toshma? Tell me, Rabbi Baruch Hezkel. In behemaimish lo yichye maish bekaf gimel af behema bekaf gimel. Makes a difference. He's the hekesh there of behema to ish, and we know that ish always needs a baiting of kaf 23. So what I say 3. So 23. So too that would have needed a case of 23. Okay. The next case in our Mishnah, we're reading through Dash now through our Mishnah. Next case in the Mishnah was the whole story of these wild animals, right? So we said, and then we said, Hazaev, the wolf, Vahari, and the lion, and the dove, and the bear, and the mare, and the leopard, Vahabardas. And we had a question what Bardas was, we learned the Rashi. We saw that Rashi wasn't quite sure what it was, and we saw that today Bardas would be translated as a cheetah, Vahanachash, and a snake, Mitatan, Be'eshrim, all these animals, right? There, if they kill, so they would be put to death, and they would have to have a baiting of 23. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol HaKodem LaHorgan Zachar. Rabbi Lezer says, you just come and kill them. And Rabbi Akiva says, B'tan B'Shrim V'Shloshar. Rabbi Akiva says, also need 23. So what's our Gemara's question? Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, V'hu She'emitu. Avalo emitu lo. Reish Lakish says, when our Mishnah said that you have a baiting of 23, and you come along and you kill them, that is if they killed. They didn't kill. No, they're just wounded or injured. You can't kill them. So Alma, the Gemara says, therefore, Kesavar, and what Reish Lakish is saying, Yesh lehem tarbut, yesh lehem baalim. That animals can be cultured. Look at Rashi, the yesh lehem tarbut. Mutar legadlan, you're allowed to keep them. These wild animals, you can keep them. Lefisha adam yachol lamdan shelo yaziku. Because they can be trained not to cause damage. Hilchach, shem baalim nikra lehem. Therefore, they've got ownership, right? And they aren't considered just wild animals without any owners. They never killed somebody. You can't go kill them. But you can't walk down the street, you see a cheetah in the street and just go shoot it. Or you see a wolf in the street and you shoot it, or a zebra and you shoot it. But if they did kill, then their end, in other words, their behavior now, proves what they were at the beginning and they weren't actually trained. Shelo elu b'nei tarbut v'ein shechin dunan. You only give them. Okay, so that actually isn't according to this Reish Lakish over here. He's speaking about the opinion of just being able to go and kill them. So he is now explaining, not Tanakama, who says that you have to have three, but Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Kol HaKodem Lehor Gan Zacha. Right? That is what. In fact, look at the Rashi right before that. I skipped it over. He says nicely, "Amar Reish Lakish, Ha da Amar Rabbi Elezer, Kol HaKodem Lo Hargan Zacha." Speaking here particularly about Rabbi Elezer, he says anybody who comes and kills him is okay. But who shemito nefesh? And Rashi says that the only ones they've killed, va'amilta tanakama da'arika shemito kai Rabbi Elezer. And Rabbi Elezer is speaking about tanakama, right? Where tanakama said that they chayemita, therefore you can kill them. Not that you can't just go wander around and kill them. That explains nicely what's going on. Okay. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afa Pishloi Mitra. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. As far as Rabbi Lezer is concerned, you don't want them to be killed. You can just, you see them in the street and kill them. And what's his svar, Rabbi Yochanan? Alma Kesavar, Enlem Tarbut, Enlem Balim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Enlahem Tarbut. In other words, they can't be trained. They can't be looked after, they can't be trusted, and therefore, even though they might belong to somebody, they hefka, and therefore you can kill them. So the Gemara is like this. Tnan. Right, we're going to kasha here on Reish Lakish. He said they can be trained. We've got a Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol HaKodem Lo Hargan Zacha. Straightforward Mishnah in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Kol HaKodem Lo Hargan Zacha. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lamai Zacha, we understand the Horgan Zacha. They were Zocha, the guys who killed him were Zocha. In other words, it was theirs. It seems to understand when we say Zacha, it means he got something. Right? He was Zocha to something. Right? So what does it mean? Look at Rashi there. Zacha, right at the bottom, Mashma Nistaker, that they got some sort of benefit from the killing. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lamai Zacha, what Rabbi Yochanan get for Zacha Laoran? He got their coat, their fur. Why? Because they've got no owners. The Hefka, and Reish Lakish Lamai Zacha, what do they get? Kevan Shemitu, Shem Rabbanan command the Gamadina Ovi Shruhananidu. right? Because if, according to Reish Lakish, the explanation was they were killed somebody and now they were tried by a beit din, they were sentenced to death, and then anybody who came and killed them was as if he was carrying out the decision of beit din. Even there wasn't a beit din, but he was conducting his behavior like a beit din, then we have to conduct ourselves according to the laws of beit din. And the laws of beit din are that if there was a gemar din, then asur b'hanah, you call it any hanah, so how can you be zoche? So what's my zacha, says the Gemara. You know what? Zachar l'shamayim. Zachar l'shamayim, meaning he did a mitzvah. Right, look at Rashi down at the bottom there. Zachar l'shamayim tztakasa. Okay. Tarek Reish Lakish. Gemara brings it brighter. Tarek Reish Lakish. Echad shor shemit, ve'echad behema v'chaya shemitu, ve'kaf gimel. So the brighter there seems to say, the animals who killed need a baiting of 23. But it is Omer, shor shemit, ve'eshrim v'shlosha. Abelis says, no, that's only with regard to a shor. Ushar behem v'chaya she'emitu kol ha'kodem l'organ zacha v'hen l'shamayim. Okay, so there we got a support for Reish Lakish, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you couldn't just come along and kill them. It was only once they had killed, and what you zoche to shamayim. This is interesting, Abiyah. This writer seems to go differently against Rabbi Yochanan, which is not the norm. Normally we support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva there said also Eshrim v'shlosha. The Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Akiva and Tanakama, what's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush over here? Tanakama said 23. So the Gemara says, Ikebenaihu nachash. The difference is a nachash. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the Rashi gets wide. Ikebenaihu nachash, Tanakama chashiv lei bahadei hedech ubai kav gimel. Rabbi Tanakama says that the snake is the same as all the others. Only if it kills, you have a bait in, you try it with 23, and then you can kill it. Rabbi Akiva, be'inach sviri le'kevatei. Rabbi Akiva, the others, agrees with Tanakama, bar mi nachash, except for the snake. Right? He doesn't hold of the snake. Rabbi Akiva, avot nezikani. Rabbi Akiva, we learned that after Tzbav, nachash mu'ad le'olam divrei hakol. That everybody agrees that a nachash is mu'ad l'olam. It bites once, it's already considered a mu'ad. Like a shor that's gored three times, and you just go ahead and you kill it. Okay, so that is the end of that sugya over there. Next, now, the next halach in the Mishnah. Okay, next in the Mishnah was, Ein danin lo et hashevet, v'lo et navi hasheker, v'lo et kohen gadol, el al pi beitin shel shivim ve'echad. So, the Ikar for our purposes is, Ein danin lo et hashevet, right? You can't dan the shevet, other than with a beitin of a full shevet of 71. Right? Look at Rashi over here down at the bottom on the Mishnah page, Daf Bet Amud Aleph. One, three lines down from the where Rashi gets very wide. Ein danin lo et hashevet, rubo shel shevet, she'avdu avodah zarah b'meizid. Okay, we really get an introduction here. What's happening? Talking about a shevet that was over avodah zarah b'meizid on purpose. So the Gemara is like this: Hai shevet dechata b'mai. So the Gemara is now asking the question. Rashi already answered the question, right? What was the shevet? What was their sin? B'mai, what did they chet? What were machata? Ilay meshevet shechilera Shabbat. If then the shevet was mechalos Shabbos, Eimar de pari rachmane ben yechidim lemerubin inyan avodah kochavim. We know that the Torah has a different ruling for individuals and for the masses when it comes to Avodah Zarah, right? Our Bashar mitzvah be pali, but other mitzvahs today, is it any distinction? So what would we make a difference with the Shavuot of a Shabbos or an individual Mechalel Shabbos? Look at Rashi quickly, the first wide lines. Le'inyan Avodah Zarah. There is a difference of treatment. Chalak bein yechidim lemerubim. Right there, Rashi says, there the Torah made a difference. Chilek ben yechidim lemerubim. The Irani dachat ba'is edru gdola. Irani dachat is a city that's of idol worship. Needs the sanrin gdola. Yadif v'kaman. V'yachid nidon b'kaf gimel. And an individual doing avodah zarah is only needs 23. V'hotzei teta ishahu v'chule el sharecha. Beitin shev sharecha. Okay, so the Gemara seems to understand that it can't be Shabbos. It can't be one of the other mitzvahs. Because other mitzvahs is no distinction. Ela, so what's the conclusion? B'shevet shehudach. Right, a shevet shehudach. And look at Rabbeinu Chananel. He told us here, b'shevet shechanach. Rabbeinu Chananel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, ukma ravina b'maskana. What's the maskana ravina? What's the sin? בשבט שהודח ועשה עבודת גלילים. Okay, so we see that we speak about הודח, and they all did served עבודה זרה. So we're asked a question. למיימרה, דבדינה דרבים דיינין לי? Do we judge them? Are you trying to tell me over here that we judge them? But look at Rashi, למיימרה. Are you trying to tell me the shevet shalem shehudach, a whole shevet that was doing avodah zorah, bedina rabim diyanin lei, kedina diyanin dachat, we treat it like an iran dachat, a whole shevet, the mikra merubin diyanin lei besayif, was there a gedolim in the whole sanhedrin like a kill besayif? Said our question, who would that be like? Come on, lo krabi yoshia, v'lo krabi yonatan, doesn't go either the other of the gedolim we understand, the balachad, the tanya, ad kama. Or Sinirani Dachat, what is the number of people that constitutes Nirani Dachat, a city that we would declare as an Avodah Zarah city to kill them? Miten va'ad kuf, from 10 to 100, to Rabbi Yoshia. This is the Tana. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, mi maya mi kuf ad robo shel shevet. Right? So we see we've got two measures here, from 10 to 100, or from 100 people up to the majority of the shevet. Look what the Gemara says. But Afilu Rabbi Yonatan, who over here says, up to the majority of the Shevet, lo kama ele rubo, about kulo lo. Okay, even he says it's only Rov and not majority. So who are we going by? We say the majority, we say all of them. So we'll see that tomorrow.